American healthcare teams are still traveling to Haiti to help with the wounded nearly 4 months after the earthquake. Many medical workers have been startled by the bare-bones clinics and types of injuries they've encountered. So a new program is preparing them for what they may find. Sasha Pfeiffer reports from member station WBUR.
Okay, your blood pressure is going to come up on the monitor. Anytime.
A half dozen doctors and nurses are packed in a chaotic operating room. A patient is bleeding from her mouth and nose. There's a deep gash in her abdomen, and her right leg is mangled, the knee twisted, the foot cocked unnaturally to the side. The room is filled with moaning. The patient cries out in Creole, saying she can't feel her leg. The doctors work as fast as they can, but they're short-staffed and missing essential supplies.
Let's notify the surgeons also.
Is there a surgeon here?
Is there a surgeon around?
No surgeon.
Can we get some oxygen? Do we have oxygen?
Then things take a turn for the worse.
She's vomiting.
This may be hard to listen to, but the noises you're hearing are actually made by a nurse who's a pretty good actress, and the patient on the operating table is a mannequin. These medical workers have volunteered to go to Haiti, and this simulation is meant to get them ready. Dr. Peter Weinstock runs this exercise for Children's Hospital in Boston. He talks with the group later about what went right and what went wrong.
When you turned her, she said something that sounded like, "my tummy." And she was actually saying, "I'm falling."
Oh, I thought she was saying, "my tummy."
Yeah, it sounded that way. And it just raises that issue again to try and use translators as best you can or realize that some of the things you're hearing may sound like certain things, but may end up being very different.
Tyler Hartman was part of the simulation. He's a pediatrician at Children's, and he says the unfamiliar environment was difficult.
Not knowing where everything is, not knowing who the people were, was extremely stressful because I'm used to knowing who can do what and relying on those people to do those things. I just felt like you couldn't tee up for a worse, stressful situation.
But that's exactly the kind of situation many healthcare workers can find when they travel to Haiti, even months after the quake. Most of them don't know each other before they arrive, and basic equipment like syringes can be hard to come by. So this new simulation program coaches them to make neck braces out of rolled-up towels, to make oxygen masks out of plastic water bottles, to bring headlamps so they can do procedures without having to hold a flashlight. Weinstock says creativity is critical.
We work in this environment where we would never fathom reaching for a cardboard box and putting a child in it. One of our goals was to really just open their eyes to that concept, that that may very well be the resources that are available to you.
They're also learning to recognize illnesses that have been wiped out in the U.S. One of the simulations, based on a recent case in Haiti, involves a mannequin baby suffering from what looks like epileptic seizures. The newborn actually has tetanus, caused by what doctors call dirty umby. That means its umbilical cord was cut with an unsterile instrument. Tyler Hartman, the pediatrician, didn't make that diagnosis at first. And that made him wonder how ready he was for his Haiti trip.
I'm a little bit more nervous, I think, than I was before. But yeah, I think I'm still pretty nervous about going down there. But yeah, I feel a little bit better about it.
Weinstock says even experienced healthcare workers may have a lot to learn in Haiti. So they may not hit the ground running, he says. But at least this program helps them hit the ground walking a little faster. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston.